Well, taking a look at the real estate activity through the month of October here in Plymouth County, it looks like the price of the average sales price of a home is up and the mortgage volume, but everything else, it looks like those numbers are down. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have John Buckley. He's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
A lot of numbers here to look at. I always like it when they're always moving in a positive direction, but not so much this month. This past month?
Well, everyone who has been involved in real estate knows that there are cycles. We're certainly in a down cycle right now as far as recording is going.
Now, do you think that the majority of this has to do with the interest rates going up, or is that combined with still relatively low inventory?
Well, I think low inventory is clearly here to stay for a while, but there's no doubt in my mind that the drop in recordings, the drop in sales and mortgages are absolutely connected to the increase in interest rates and the decisions by the Federal Reserve.
And it's interesting to see, too, something that we kept saying was going to happen when the moratorium stopped, but with the foreclosure activity, that has really gone up.
Yeah, the numbers are up in terms of both foreclosure deeds, when a lender actually takes back a property from someone, usually for non-payment, and also higher, much more higher in the foreclosure notice stage. So that's certainly something comparatively to when we were in COVID, when there was a foreclosure freeze, very distinctive upgrade. But we have to remember, looking back to October 2008, a very tough time in real estate, foreclosures were much higher. For example, in October 22, there were 12 foreclosure deeds. In October 2008, there were 91 foreclosure deeds. So although it's creeping up, it's nowhere near like the difficult times of 2008.
And I'd love to ask you about with your old records from the old Plymouth Colony that you have had, these wonderful exhibits, and you highlight them. It looks like finally you're going to have the monthly display of the documents in the Plymouth Colony Records Reading Room here. Is that accurate?
Before COVID hit us, the last Friday of the month, we opened that up to the public to see one of the colonial records on display. We'll be doing it this month on the 25th of November, and it is the display of the document we're talking about this month.
And tell me really quickly what that is. It looks very interesting because it involves Native Americans.
Well, there's a lot of stories about how the Native Americans, the Wampanoags in particular, were taken advantage of or did not have the ability to defend themselves from having to transfer land over to the colonists. In this case, it's kind of contrary to that. A colonist who bought property from a Native American sued him, met a Quonset, a sachem of Manomet, and he refused to sign the deed. However, the colonial court rejected that argument and found for the Native American.
That might have been the first case of that, I think, here in our history. Well, it's a fascinating story, and I'm glad they're going to be on display again in your reading room. Again, that's Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.